Disney's latest animated film, Tangled, is based on the German fairy tale Rapunzel. The studio says this will be its last traditional princess movie for the foreseeable future, and movie critic Kenneth Turan says it shouldn't be missed.
Tangled tries to be all things to all animation-loving people. It's a princess story based on the fairy tale Rapunzel, but it adds in lots of stirring adventure for the boys. The film samples so many animation touchstones, it takes a while to find its footing, but it will win you over by the end. Tangled starts by putting its worst foot forward and introducing Flynn Rider.
Ugh, come on, Fleabag, forward!
He's a devil-may-care bandit who spews more glib remarks than a Las Vegas regular.
I could get used to a view like this. Yep, I'm used to it.
It is Flynn who fills us in on Rapunzel's history. She's the daughter of a king and queen, Honest, who was spirited away as an infant and raised by a devious woman named Mother Gothel.
Rapunzel, look in that mirror. You know what I see? I see a strong, confident, beautiful young lady. Oh, look, you're here too.
She keeps Rapunzel locked in a tower with only a wise chameleon for company, because contact with Rapunzel's magical hair, all 70 feet of it, keeps Mother G eternally young. Rapunzel, it should be emphasized, is not defined by her hair. This is a very modern young woman, about to turn 18. She's especially anxious to get out of the tower and see the world. She and Flynn Rider are clearly destined for each other, but the movie has the good sense not to force that realization on them or us. Once Rapunzel gets out of the tower, Tangled's core sweetness comes into its own. Animated movies overflowing with smug, hipster dialogue have become a real glut on the market, so it's a holiday treat to find one with the confidence to wear its heart on its sleeve.
The movie is Tangled. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.